All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the third hour here. Adam, what's going on?
Well, I think after that stunning display of emotion, we probably cut to a shot of the undercity of Terrace. So the undercity is like, if you take the upper city and compare it to the middle city, right? Upper city has buildings and a sky, and even though it's in a state of kind of tumult right now, it's still kind of what we would expect out of a place where people would live. And then the middle city is much more industrial. There's the kind of Midgar feel of the upper plates above the city. It's dark, it's all artificially lit. So the lower city is the actual surface of Terrace. So it's, you know, miles away from the sky and the sun, and it's dark and damp, and there are strange funguses growing all over everything. And most of the buildings down here are scavenged like garbage from the city above. So the fact that the rebels are hiding out here means that they really don't want to be found, because this place is really dangerous. You don't just casually come down to the undercity. And so what we see is, I think, part of a scavenged group of buildings that have been made up out of pieces of starships and sort of like reassembled and scavenged together. There are guards kind of like outside. They're Republic commandos around. And so we can see all this like kind of action taking place. Now, I know, Theron, you were very much about the like charge in and deal with things, but Belsa, tactically, like now that you know where they are, do we see you like in the middle of sneaking up to this place, or like what's the plan? What have you had in mind?
I think Belsa realizes that Theron is out for blood, also that his men might be ill-equipped for this scenario. And so she's kind of taken herself out to the side and comms TK and the troopers and asked them to meet her at the entrance to Undercity.
Okay.
How long? What's the time? What's the time like between us arriving and the last scene? How much time has passed?
Probably like 3 weeks, give or take.
Between us arriving to the Undercity?
Oh no. I mean that's the question, right? It's like, do you go straight to the Undercity? Like we have the establishing shot of the Rebel base to be like, this is gonna be an important thing soon. But I wanted to know whether it was like a pan over to all of you sneaking up, or whether we like fade to somewhere else and you're like making plans. It can be as much or as little time as you like.
I'm curious if we could if we had any knowledge, or if there was any information in a database somewhere about Rakkul's, is there any way to find out any information about where they might be in the Undercity?
Maybe. I think like if you want, you can spend a destiny point to like have some access to that information. But the problem is that there isn't anybody. There's no Jane Goodall of Rakkul's. You know,
right?
Like.
Right.
The only thing you would get is like, avoid this area. Right. We've spotted them in that area. Like those kinds of things. There's no like migration of the Rakkul horde.
So it might not be an issue. Okay, never mind. Yeah, so I'm open to sneaking up and finding a way inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm with you lead, Sammy.
Well, I think Bals is going to come over to you, Theron, and she says, I understand that you want to go head on for this, but I think backup would be wise. I'm going to summon the troopers and wait here, and I'll follow you.
Yeah, Theron nods and tries to make sure all of his goons have about as much equipment as they can, you know, actually carry that will be useful, and tries to get everyone ready to fight.
Okay. I think you have like a half dozen each of stormtroopers and swoop gangers.
I think just so everyone can to paint the picture a little bit. Anytime, like, if Theron, like, takes one step, Zian will look down at the ground and, like, take a step behind him. And if he takes a step backwards, then Theron kind of, like, moves to the side. But he does it very much so, like, if Theron moves, he looks down, assesses the situation, and then moves. He doesn't just, like, make way for it, if that makes any sense. He has to think about everything he's doing.
Hmm. Okay. Cool.
And so I'm always, like, right next to Theron at this point.
Okay. So do we, I guess, do we cut to, like, where are you all, doing this? Like, you're in the cantina still? Like, where do you get the stormtroopers to come? Or do we find you at the base of the like, elevator?
I think I would hang back at the base, and then I think Theron would push.
Probably we'd meet at the base of the elevator, I think.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. 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 So I guess we see the outside of the elevator and we hear the warning, the terrace, like, terrace municipal warning system, at before the door opens that says, you know, you are now entering the Undercity. The Undercity is an unpoliced, unsafe location. And then it, like, bing, and then like slides open. And so you step out and there's this, like, sort of cluster of, like, mushrooms immediately off to your left, and everything is foggy and has this very, like, damp kind of rotting smell to it. And you think you can maybe make out some, like, lights off in the distance of some of the scavengers, but there doesn't appear to be anybody around. Certainly nobody, like, waiting for you.
Yeah. We definitely, since we know where their base is, then we can find a way to approach it without being, like, on a main thoroughfare or path, I guess would be a better word for it. Somewhere where the guards that you said were around the outside would be unlikely to see us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is, like, their Greenskin's like base is hidden kind of like in some like hills nearby. Like, the Undercity is huge. There is a nearby sort of, I'm loath to call it a town, but there's, like, a little settlement that a bunch of the sort of disenfranchised of the lower city, like, gathered together near here. But otherwise, it's a bit of a trek across kind of, like, open terrain.
Do we have our prisoner still?
Yeah, I mean, you can
I'm just, like, carrying her over my shoulder still.
A liability.
Great. Yeah, we have her.
Okay.
I have her. I have, like, the chain back around her throat and attached to, like, a notch on my belt, so if she does try to run, that she's, like, stuck to me.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I think that the settlement is pretty, like, you'd be pretty close to the elevator, so maybe you're in a, like, a plaza, and then it's, like, a little ways away, and people have noticed that some new folks have come down in the elevator, I think that you can see a group of people coming towards you. It's like three or four of them.
Can we, like, have her cloaked somehow as well? Like, she was already cloaked when we got her, so that way, like, people don't recognize her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll see the chain.
Yeah, and we'll, yeah.
We slowly move towards the group of people that are approaching us.
Okay. Perfect. So you start to approach these people, and you can see now that they're there's a male Twi'lek and a couple of humans and a couple of children that are kind of, like, straggling along behind them. And the Twi'lek says to whoever the closest of you is, he kind of, like, does, like, a mock bow, and he's got, like, long, like, yellow fingernails. He says in Hutties, welcome to the Undercity, strangers. And he gestures around him, like, jokingly, right? Like, he's like, welcome. It's great here.
Theron nods and he says, what a pleasant place.
And I think this is when... So, Belsa, you have the stormtroopers with you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is when he notices them and puts his hands up and sort of takes a step back, and he shakes his head and he's like, no trouble. We want no trouble here. Enough trouble, I think.
And Theron sort of nods, but then says, no trouble, and gives him a few credits, like puts a few credits in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then tosses a coin at like one of the kids.
Yeah. And he kind of like looks at it and then looks at you like he's not sure what you've just paid him for.
Yeah, and Theron just keeps walking, like through the group.
Yeah, so when it becomes clear you're not here to like crack skulls, he falls in behind you, and he kind of like looks nervously up at your big like protector droid, and he says to you, even for Imperial, even for nobles, Undercity is dangerous, very dangerous, I think. And he like smiles kind of greedily at you, and we can see his like sharp teeth.
I know we started walking away, but I walk up and
I think you're all walking together, so you can walk up.
So. I walk up and I put my hand around his throat.
And just grab him. All right, yeah.
Yeah, I just grab him. Chokes and I go, watch what you say.
And
she's unhinged, right?
he shakes his head and he says, and he like bows really, really deeply to you while he's like trying to like keep pace. And he's like, no disrespect. There are things that cultured ones such as yourselves who come down here might not expect. Dangerous things in the darkness of Undercity. And it is important to have friends down here.
Derek turns.
I think as that happens, slightly. You hear ZN just go,
violence detected.
Theron turns and is like, and how much is this protection?
So while the group of you are having this conversation, I think the camera fades back to like we get a focal shift to the group of stormtroopers standing around. And one of the troopers like looks, they're obviously looking at this big like destroyer droid. One of the troopers turns to the other and he's like,
sir.
And then TK's like, don't talk about it. And they both just kind of like shake their heads and like stand still. And so you ask him how much. He says, for one so lordly and regal as yourselves, of course, but a pittance, a small pittance, a few hundred credits perhaps. And this one will show you all the glories the Undercity has to offer. You can find anything down here, they say. Anything at all, my lord.
Theron, like, lets out kind of a small chuckle. He's like, we don't need anything, only one thing. How much does one thing cost?
And he's like, this one does not know what the thing is, my lord. And if you tell this one, then he will find it for you and determine a fair price. Very fair, this one is.
Theron sort of looks at the money already in his hand, and then looks at sort of his.
Yeah, he's like, despite the fact that he's just been like grabbed by the throat, and like, are you still holding him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I loosened it up a little, but I haven't loosened it up enough that he can
help. Right, and he's still like clutching the credits and kind of like moving them around in his hands.
Theron's like, I'll give you exactly what you deserve if you just tell us where you've seen rebel commandos.
He shakes his head and says, and his little like floppy tails flap around. And he's like, no rebels here. All loyal to the Empire we are. Praise to it. And he like looks up and around.
The grill.
Yeah, and he's like.
I think as he does that, you just see Zian salute. When he says those words, you see like a little robot arm go up like that. And lower back down.
Theron starts placing one credit after another into his hand. And he's like, tell me when.
So you start giving him credits and he's like, yes, this one does remember. They were troops in the village. They buy food sometimes when they can't steal it from up above, from proper, yes, who owns it. And he's like, kind of like pulling like gently at your hand, like, please stop choking me. This is a very awkward scene because you're choking him and you're giving him credits.
While bribing him. It's like, I don't understand.
It's actually kind of great. It's like he's a vending machine and you just keep putting coins in his hands and you're like squeezing him and he's like, oh, okay. And he, and he says, I sold them air purifiers some days ago. Still good, mostly good. Not so good, I think, but I recognize their faces. You see, ugly rebel faces they had. And he like kind of like looks around, and he's like, but from where they came, this one does not know. Hidden in the mist they are. And he like looks out and into the sort of darkness outside the settlement.
And Theron stops putting coins into his hand, and he's like, well, if you don't know where they are, then why am I giving you any more money when we could simply kill you here and move on? And he sort of looks at Lana.
And she, again, starts squeezing even harder.
Yeah, and she's like, yes, merciful ones. If that is what you wish for this one, then to die in the hands of the glorious empire would be a good way to die. But this one is very smart, very brave, knows the Undercity very well, can help you. I cannot lead you to these rebels, but it's dangerous in the darkness, and a guide would be of value. And he like,
he's like
drops a couple of credits because you're strangling him, and he's like looking at them, and one of the kids like runs in and grabs them.
As he's talking, I like slap the rest of the credits out of his hand. And, like, I grab his hands and start to bind them. I release his neck and start to bind his hands and bind his back.
Yeah, he makes a sad noise and like just stares at the credits, and like the kids are just like scrambling in, taking all of them, and he's like, "Mistress, so cruel to this one. Why? What have I done to you?"
I grab the collar of his shirt and bring his face back next to my mouth, and I go, "Well, you're gonna lead us, and should you not screw us over, then I guess maybe we'll let you go."
And
Theron like jingles his credit bag and puts it away.
So I think, yeah, he looks around like confused, and then he sees the chain that you're like holding or is like attached to your belt or whatever, and like looks over to your slave, and he's like, but mistress has such pretty slaves already, why one so ugly as this? Let this one go and I will slink back into the dark. You'll never see me again, this one promises.
It's fucking Cheezel Mark 2.
And I go, I'm sure
Cheezel was way, Cheezel had a good attitude. Cheezel was a go-getter. Cheezel, like, I was on a path to career.
There will never be another Cheezel. How dare you? How dare you?
The feels. Oh, yeah, I ignore him and then just like push on his back to start leading.
Okay. All right. And so, yeah, he just sort of mutters to himself, like, this one wishes this one never got out of bed this morning, and kind of like staggers on ahead of you. The crowd has mostly dispersed, but the kids are following you, you know, like maybe, you know, 50 or 60 feet, hoping you'll like drop some more credits or something. Like they'll hoping you'll pay out. So they follow you. And he leads you into the settlement, and it's essentially the side of a larger support structure for the city above. And it's had all of these sort of little buildings and shacks grafted onto it. So it's like a big sort of filthy wall of like crappy layered corrugated metal, like housing. And then in the center of this sort of open area, there is a well. For a big metal, it's really more of a pipe. Like there's a corroded metal pipe that leads out of the ground up to the middle city. But some of the people of the village here have like cut it open and installed like spigots in it, so they can like siphon water from the middle city. And there's some like tent, like some stalls and some tents around it. He like leads you through there. He says, sometimes the rebels come from out in the dark and they buy things, get water, return. I think they have no supplies of their own. If you wait, perhaps they will return.
Um,
I like how, can I just, before you say anything, I like how literally you come into the Undercity, you meet one person and enslave them. Like,
well, I mean,
what? Empire.
I mean, we already have one.
It's so good.
Adam, as he says, like, wait for them, you just see, like, the little thing go up and start to rotate. Can I just scan to see if there's any life forms detected within the area to see if he's telling the truth or see if there's anyone even here?
Yeah, I mean, you can see your visual sensors pick up you know, people moving around. Like, you can see people, but you can do a scan because they need to communicate. There'd be like different forms of radiation, that kind of thing.
Right?
Can we like Destiny dice to pick up alliance comms?
Do it, bro. Destiny those dice.
So in this case, the Destiny die would go towards making it easier for ZN to.
Oh, right. Okay.
That signal. If you wanted like someone friendly in the town, someone like that, or like a piece of gear you need, something like that, that's what the sort of just spend it.
Okay.
Gotcha. I mean, the chances of this being successful are not very high anyways. So.
So yeah, let's say it's difficulty 2.
Okay.
In this case.
Here's the
kind of have a better idea of like military stuff you would be looking for.
Right. Hey, not bad.
All right. Okay,
I'll add 3 strain.
So I'm gonna use that threat. I think that what happens is you don't notice this. This is an off, like it's on screen for us, but you don't notice this. One of the guards that like came to meet you has like peeled off, and we see him head over to a speeder bike and get on that bike. And head out into the mist, out into the darkness. But you do pick up a signal. It looks like there's some radiation, some ambient radiation that doesn't belong down here, right? There's a generator or something running that's much too high tech for all this garbage, and it seems to be right at the edge of your ability to perceive. There's a faint signal. You know, about a kilometer away.
Threat detected. Initiating.
Yeah, Terrence, like, he looks at Z and he's like, "Go."
Yeah, I just go. I like kind of rock back and then roll forward into the ball and just roll off over that direction.
Okay. All right.
And he like sends the swoop gang to sort of like follow Z. To sort of set up a perimeter.
Okay. So it'll take them obviously longer to get there than it'll take him. But yeah.
Right. They're just backup.
Sure. Okay. All right. So you're still in the town. What do you want to do here? You're definitely like drawing attention. There are people that are like noticing there are stormtroopers in the Undercity, which is kind of a huge deal.
Theron sort of looks around and notices that they're drawing sort of attention, and he turns back to the man and then turns back to Lana. And he's like, "Let him go." And chucks his entire credit pouch at the guy.
Okay. Well, before I let him go, I pull him close again and I get really close to his ear and I whisper, "If you tell anyone about us, it will cut your leku off and shove them down your throat." And then I cut the binds and push him.
Okay. Yeah. With the
commander still.
He takes the credits and he like staggers back, like kind of protectively, like stroking his leku, like, "No, stay away from me." And yeah, backs away without turning his back on you. And like, kind of like eventually once he gets to a safe distance, turns and runs.
And, he sort of Theron looks around and is like, "All right, we should follow the droid."
I've already started walking that way. Assuming.
Okay.
Assuming.
All right. Yeah. So you head out.
I think Elsa just turns to TK and just says, "Protect Theron," and then they will start following.
Okay. All right. So you set off, and we do the diagonal wipe to that little fortress, the little like greenskins fortress, and in the distance, we see, I guess we see the speeder bike that we saw before pull up in front of it, and the guy jump off of it, throw his cloak over the bike, and run inside. And then we pan across to very, very shortly after Zien rolling up. So yeah, Zien, you see this basically like junk fort built up kind of in the middle of a little lowland. There's some hills around it and kind of a fungal forest nearby, kind of just out in the open. There's like big banks of fog. And you can see, even from this distance, just with your visual sensors, you can see that they have power. Like the windows have light coming from them, that sort of thing.
How big is the building?
It's about like two stories and maybe like 150 feet to a side. Like it's not big, but then nothing down here really is.
And I see the you said there's a swoop bike outside? That's what I see?
Yeah, you see a swoop bike parked outside. Yeah.
Okay. Over comms, I contact Theron and say,
Agent Theron, I'm outside the building. What do you wish I do?
We'll be there shortly. Make sure nobody leaves.
Understood.
And then I basically just like tripod out, and you see like a blaster rifle come out from one of the sides. And I'm just sitting there like pivoting to make sure that
You're just in entry mode.
yeah, just going like that at the door and making sure there's no one else coming.
Cool. Yeah, the rebels run out of the front door one at a time and just get mowed down and make a big pile of them.
I'm just waiting. I'm just that's the purpose, is that I'm waiting for Theron and crew.
Cool. Yeah. So you wait and hang out, and eventually the swoop gang catches up with you. And then shortly after that, the rest of the party approaches. So Theron, you now see this is where the great rebels have been striking from. This dirt farm under the city. This is where she said that Greenstein would be.
Does ZN have any recording equipment on him? Like video or auditory
recording? Unless he bought it.
No.
All right.
No.
Yeah, you can install some, but there isn't any.
Okay. I think we can we do sort of a check to see if we can figure out how many people are outside guarding this facility?
Well, we're right outside of it, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, you're still like a little ways away, but you can definitely see it from where you're where you're standing.
Okay.
Can't like something like scanner goggles detect heat in like a building or something?
I mean, that's what.
'Cause I have scanner goggles.
Could I help her somehow running the general purpose scanner? Because that's exactly what those.
Yeah, pick somebody to make the perception tests, and then everybody else who's able to contribute.
You should roll that pocket because I have one.
Okay, I have two green.
Yeah, I have one green, so yours is better.
Okay, then yeah, I'll do that.
So then add a boost to it because I'm helping. Okay. A blue die.
And then what's the difficulty?
What are you trying to do?
We're trying to detect how many people are in there, right?
Yeah.
Well, you won't be able to detect how many people are inside from the outside, but you can detect at least the like front kind of like the outsides, who might be like on the walls or any of that stuff.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I guess we could do like who detect the people that are outside protecting it.
Okay. Yeah. Just two.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
God damn it.
Yeah, so the thermal vision is actually being thwarted by just the ambient humidity in the air. There's definitely some guards, like you can see, but it's hard to say how many. You would guess, I can give you like a range, but you know, there's like less than 50, but there are some coming and going, and you can't tell if you see the same one twice, that kind of stuff.
So this is just a normal, like, it's just ship halls and stuff. It's not like anything particularly fortified, right? It's just
No. It's like a large, it's like a large building, but it's made in the same way, like it's scrap and stuff. Because they always move around, right?
All right. So Theron pulls Belsa and Lana aside and is like, here's the plan. Belsa, Lana, you're going to take the stormtroopers around to the side and try to detonate your way in the back of the building. I will lead my friends, and sort of like gives like a thumbs up, like, because he's under, it's under, he's, everything's, it's quiet, so they can't hear him, but he's just like thumbs up to his guys. He's like, we'll attack the front and draw their attention. Your job, get inside and kill every last one of them. Bring me Greenskin alive.
Belsa kind of nods, and then as she nods, she like crosses her arms and closes her eyes. And I'm going to attempt to use my force powers, please, Adam.
You and your force powers.
To predict the future.
Yeah, do it. You still just have the one force die, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, go ahead and roll that.
For now.
Jesse, did you bring me into that powwow?
You're coming with me. I assumed you would always still just be with me. We're gonna shoot the shit out of the front of this building.
Okay. So you have to take the strain to use the light side.
I'm so confused. Do we? Do I?
You roll dark side, remember?
It's destiny because it's built into the mechanics. We can't flip it, but this one, yeah, you're using the dark side.
All right, yeah, cool.
Okay, so what are you searching your feelings for? What are you like? What are you asking of the force here? What do you want to know as a player?
I'm trying to foresee like anything that would help me with this assault, and I think like the nature of the rebellion inside the building is like stifling me. And so instead I focus on Lana's hatred for them because she's next to me.
And nice.
Takes some strain, but allows me to focus and have a vision.
Cool. I like that. So you can use Lana's ambient anger as a cushion against all this rebellion bullshit. Okay, so you reach out with the force and you see a great battle, right? You feel fear and you feel anger, and you see the swoop gang and the stormtroopers and the rebels all fighting each other over over this building. You see Greenskin, and you can feel his fear, right, that he's afraid of being captured. And you can feel especially the like hate that he has for the Empire, right? That he's like he's letting it control him instead of controlling it and using it. You see him like giving up the fortress at the last minute and trying to escape on his own, like sacrificing his men to get away. I think that what your vision shows you is there's a in the back that he has some kind of like secret exit that he's going to try and use to get away, and now you know where it is. Like you can envision it.
I can see the exit.
Yeah, like in your mind's eye you can see the room, like their tactical room, and you can see him activate the door, the secret door, and like all of that is like as clear to you in your mind as if you had seen it.
All right, great,
cool. Okay.
All right, yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't share this information because I'm probably going to relay this to the troops once we're around the back. But I just nod to Theron and issue the stormtroopers to follow me.
And tell Lana that I want both. Like, when this is over, I expect there to be two bodies on her shoulders. I expect two prisoners.
And of course, she says, yes, sir. Just like turns around, starts walking.
So bringing like a chained up person into a fight is going to be. Well,
I wanted to say like while everyone was doing this that Lana like puts her down and like gags her, like puts something.
Yeah, I wasn't assuming you were actually physically carrying her because you told me you chained her up, right? And so she's like walking behind you.
Yeah, right, but she definitely like gagged her so that way she can't talk.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll have to find a place to put her and then like come back and get her later. So. If we can do that.
You know what? Find a place to put her. I'll send I don't know, Thaviticus Pooch, if he's still alive. He might be dead. I don't know.
No, he's totally alive.
Yeah, I'll have him. I'll have him stay back and watch her.
Okay, so when you like, we cut back to you. Actually, we'll just cut to that because she's not even here. You left her there. We see Pooch and the slave, and they're both sitting at a table in like some like dingy undercity cantina, and he's got a bunch of cards, like setback cards, in his hand, and she's got a bunch of cards, and he looks up and he's like, "You got any fours?" And she shakes her head. And he goes back to looking at his cards. And as we pan away from him, we see he's got on his shoulder, still like very like red and like raw, there's a R.I.P. Chisel, like a memorial tattoo. and he's just like sitting there playing cards with the slave, like waiting for you to come back.
The last order I gave to Pooch was that if she tries to run, shoot her in her legs.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't run. So. And she is officially like chained to him now. So yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Playing Go Fish, apparently.
Yeah, they're playing Go Fish. Because you know they're bored. There's nothing else to do. He doesn't have any drugs or anything. So. Cool. Okay. So I guess then, what's the idea? Like for you want to send somebody to like sneak in to the back, Theron? Is that what the plan was?
Yeah. Oh no, he's good.
Plan is front door is. ZN, just like roll in and just start going nuts at the front door. Around the perimeter is when me and the boys are gonna, like, if there are guys up on top or whatever, we're gonna fire those guys, but all around the front area. So it's gonna be at the front, but like the main focus is this giant ass droid, and then we're gonna be his support and we're gonna try and breach the front. Elsa and Lana and the stormtroopers are going to find a way around, and so they're going to sneak around way outside and come back from like behind, let's say somewhere in the back of this fortress. Once we've begun our attack, probably thermal detonate a part of the building and try to breach in from the back.
Okay.
So if it's just a ship, it shouldn't be that hard to break in.
As you explain that to Zian, he responds and says,
"I require sufficient space to build momentum. Calls me when you are ready."
You're just going to go for a ride.
And then I just roll out like the opposite way when you don't really see or know how far I go.
Sure. All right.
And then as soon as he calms me.
Just going to roll into the.
As soon as he calms me, I'm going to start rolling towards the door from like a kilometer away to build up speed.
Excellent. All right. So you're just charging the front door.
He's going to go in first, and then when he hits, then we all sort of do like a, like, "Hey, we're coming at you, front door," kind of thing, in order to give the other team a distraction.
Okay. All right. So the guards on the wall obviously hear the sound of Zian rolling towards the base. They realize something very bad is about to happen, and we see from kind of like a wide shot, this black ball rolling towards the front door, and then blaster fire from up on the balcony. So they're like firing down at you as you approach.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give them one shot in each range category as you approach, because they're minions. They're all just firing as a group.
Okay.
And then we'll see if they manage to do much damage.
I desperately just want to see it all bounce off of you as you just.
It very well might. It's possible.
Maybe. I kind of want to use a destiny point, but I don't know what it would. I don't know how I could use it to help me here in this situation, but it's fine.
Literally smash the door down there.
So if you, here's the thing. So you'll get shot at three times, once at long range, once at medium range, once at short range, then you'll smash into the door and then they won't be able to shoot you anymore because they're above you. And then I'll get you to make a roll, like an athletics roll, when you hit the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
And then you can spend a destiny point on any of the shots that I make to make them more difficult. Or you can spend them on,
Save it for the door.
The athletics. Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, would I be rolling? What is resilience used against? Is that to defend against anything?
Can I make resilience is what you roll when you get like hit with ion weapons and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Humans, meat bags use it to resist like diseases and other weaknesses of the flesh.
Okay, cool.
Cool. All right. So the first shot, the first salvo of shots, because they fire together. Nope.
All right.
So you're getting shot at, but you're moving quick and they're firing around you. So just flying forward, you're too far for them to get any accurate range. You roll into medium range.
Ooh.
Nope, same thing. So they're just like are firing and missing.
Oh, it's canceled out. Right.
Yeah. I should only be rolling one black die. Okay, hold on. Let me do those again. Because I still had one in the pool from when you spent it, but you do have one defense.
Could I argue that at long to medium range I would be faster? So it'd be harder to hit.
So here's the thing, like technically like the type of droid you are can go at a high speed, but if we give you any kind of mechanical benefit,
it's
for
gonna
it,
be too annoying.
You didn't pay for it, right?
Yeah, I didn't pay for it. Right. Okay. Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So the first, let me try that again. So the first shot, same thing. They're stressed out because giant boulder droid is on the way.
Yeah.
Second shot, same thing. So they're just, oh, that's weird. It's not rolling my.
You're taking the yellow
out.
Yeah.
Took the other rolls out. It should be rolling them, but it's not. Let me try to refresh the sheet.
So many rolls. I'm so many nervous. Rolls.
There we go. Okay. All right. Did this one work? Yes.
Yeah.
All right, failure. So nothing on the first one. This is the one with three.
Oh,
there
shit.
There we go. Okay, wow. So a hit, and then on the last hit, and we'll do all the hits together.
Okay.
On the last hit, this is the short range one. This is the one I'm going to spend a destiny point on.
Okay.
There you go. So I'll buy myself an upgrade. Nope. All right. So you get hit once,
and it crit a triumph.
Yeah. Now you got a pretty high soak though, because your brawn is so high.
Right.
So like, what's your soak?
Six.
Holy shit!
So you take 10. You take 4 damage.
I have defense of 1 as well. Does that factor in?
Yeah, that's with the black die. That's the setback die.
Gotcha.
So you take you would take 10. You take 4 wounds instead.
Okay.
No, you only have 15 left. And then, you take 1 regular size crit. So I'll let you go ahead and just roll that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got to roll. Do I have anything to ignore that? Fuck, if this was a resilience check, I would. Wait, where are the fucking skills? Toughened, add boost dice per rank of physical training, athletics, and resilience. Nope. All right. So I'll just roll crit.
Yeah, just go no.
Watch me just die. I'd live so
you can't. Yeah, you can't die from one crit.
No offset.
Let's see. No offset.
All right, here's the crit. Okay. Ooh, a 51.
All right, a fearsome wound. So presence and willpower checks that you have to make are increased. By 1 difficulty die. So that's not fine. So bad.
Yep.
Nobody's gonna try and intimidate you. Okay. You roll up and there's just like salvos of fire, right? This is all the guys on the wall, just like firing as fast as they can. Most of them miss. One of them manages a lucky shot. So we see the ball, it hits the side of you and there's a flash and now you're trailing like smoke behind you.
Right.
And I envision this as like, you're the orc with the torch at Helm's Deep. Yes. Right. And all the elves are like, no, like shooting you with arrows.
Yes.
And then you slam into the front door, this like barricaded door, at top speed. I'll get you to make 2 rolls. We'll make an athletics roll to see how effective your like knocking the door down is, and then the resilience roll will be like if you take any damage from crashing into it yourself.
Okay. So once again, physical training kicks in, so I get 2 boost die on the athletics roll.
Yep, yeah, you're getting both of these.
What am I rolling in terms of difficulty?
Difficulty to knock the door down with what is essentially like just your shoulders, even though you got a good run up at it. Let's say 3, and because you did like get the speed like run, give yourself another boost die.
Okay, so 3.
Use a light side point too. F it.
Yes.
You want me to use a light side?
You destroy all right. The storm.
So what is that? Yeah, we have a lot. That gives me an upgrade?
That gives you an upgrade on your side.
Okay. All right, here's, so then I'm just rolling athletics with all this. Okay, so athletics with 3 black, 3 blue, 1 upgrade. Here's the roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You
Thank God up the drink. I reused that, though. Fuck.
So you crash through the door, like just breaking in the metal plates that they've got kind of welded up here to block the door, and roll right into Greenskin's base. And I think that with the advantage, some of the front wall like collapses, and some of the guys, we get another Wilhelm as a guy like falls off the wall and like lands on the ground. You've made a nice clear shot. Now you can use those.
I can make a free maneuver. What do I see?
Yeah, so you can make a free maneuver to like draw a weapon, right? Like going in and out of ball mode is free; it doesn't count as a maneuver. But you could draw a weapon. I mean, I think the thing is like inside it's like corrugated steel walls. You're in a kind of like open front area, but you've knocked over a bunch of furniture and stuff, and you can hear chaos on the inside as people are like running to come and like protect the.
Do I? So I definitely see a ton of people.
I think you see some people that are already in the room. They're behind cover. Getting ready to fire.
I want to use those 3 advantage to die to, I want to use 2 of them, sorry, to perform an immediate free maneuver.
Yep. So maneuver will allow you to move.
And I just want to get the fuck out. I don't want to
just roll back.
I just want to roll back and like let the rest of the people come up. Yeah. Okay. So maybe I just like roll back like 15 feet to where everyone else is running in. I assume they're running in at the same time. That's what you said, Jesse.
Yeah, no, we're all behind you. I'm sure the guys are like going, Jesus, as we run down as we run towards the door, and they're shooting and trying to shoot guys as we go towards you. Yeah.
Okay. I'll roll back to them, go into droid form, and then I want to use the remaining 1 advantage die to notice a single important point in the ongoing conflict.
Okay, cool. You've smashed through the wall. They're kind of like falling back inside now, and the guards on the walls. I think you notice that there's some. You've created some instability in the wall. And that if someone were to shoot at, there's a particular metal beam that's like holding up the upper platform. If you could destroy that, a bunch of guys would fall and die and not be a problem anymore.
Okay.
So that's an important thing that you notice.
Great.
So let's check on the approach of the rest of the infantry, right? So the six guards and Theron and Lana, right? Because Belsa and the stormtroopers are going somewhere else.
Lana's going in the back with us.
Yeah, it's just me and these guys.
Okay. So similar thing, but not with as many shots. As you approach, the guards that are still up on the wall will get to shoot at you as you're running, unless someone stops to do something else or you like dive for cover or whatever. Because you're running through open.
We're a slow approach. We're slowly like we're not running after him. We're firing but moving slowly undercover to like actually
stay okay, like move and shoot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So anyone who's shooting can do that. Starting at you're at extreme range, so you can right. You can fire a shot at long range.
I'll do it. I'll try a shot. Why sure. not? I expect I won't hit, but whatever.
Yeah, so it's 3 difficulty at the current range you're at.
Okay. And I just have my blaster pistol.
Blaster pistol you can't fire from this range.
Yeah, I can't. So, all right, I stay undercover and hope my guys have rifles or something.
Okay. I don't think so. I think these guys just have, I'm just going to try and find the Galactic Underworld. Here we go. Hired thugs. They just have blaster pistols.
All right, then, yeah, we're all coming in sort of undercover.
Okay.
Trying not to get killed.
Okay, great. So your guys have their minions as well, and they have a wound threshold of 6. Okay, perfect. Okay, so I think that what I'm going to do is I'm just going to have the your guys and the rebels on the wall kind of just fire at each other. I won't fire at any of the PCs as you approach, just to see how many you end up with when you get there. So I'll roll for the rebel troops. And they're firing at long range.
Live the dream, guys. We can do this. Yeah.
Okay, so none of you guys get hit at long range. As you close to medium range, let's see, 9, 10, 11. They have a soak of 4. So one of your guys dies, so you're down to 5. So we're seeing this in a very, like, this is definitely the, like, the approaching the wall, kind of like getting shot by, there's a very like kind of, this is the war part of Star Wars, where there's like blaster fire hitting the peat that is all on the ground, like blasting them up in the air, and all kind of like you're running in, and we see a guy, one of your guys drop and like fall by the side as you charge up. And so what range do you need to be in to fire your blaster pistol?
Medium
range? Okay. All right. So now you can. So you're at medium range.
All right. So they're all up on the wall. There's no one like on the ground. It's all just.
Right. Yeah. The ones on the ground are still getting sorted.
Yeah.
You would guess at a glance that there are probably 10 rebel troopers up on the walls.
Okay. So I try to fire at one of the guys up on the wall.
Okay. Sure.
And it's still 3 purple?
No, now you're at medium range, so it's 2 purple.
Hey, all right.
There you go. All right. So take your 2 strain. And you, let's see, rebels. How many soak do they have? They have a soak of 3 and a wound threshold of 5. So 9. So you deal 6 damage, so you kill one of them.
Hey, look, you killed one. I finally killed something in this game.
Yeah, good work. So what does that look like? So you're running up, everybody's like running alongside you. You take a second and you draw a bead on one of them.
I fire and it's, you know, a guy is shooting down at the I don't even know what to call these guys anymore. My loyal troop.
Henchmen. Yeah, I believe they're the 8th Street Sixes. Come on.
Yeah, the 8th Street Sixes.
My Sixes.
Tries to take a shot, and he gets, like, hit, and he goes, like, ah! And his, like, blaster sort of, like, keeps firing as he falls back.
Cool.
Have we shot yet? Has the group shot yet at all, Adam?
Which group?
Our group.
No, Theron is the first one who is able to, because now they're at a range that you can make pistol fire.
Whenever you'll let me speak over comms, whatever makes sense, like story-wise, just let me know. I want to comms Theron.
Okay. Yeah, I think after this batch, Belsa, what are you doing? Are you? I want to cut over to you to see what you're doing.
Well, it depends entirely on you. Like, is there an easy route for us to navigate to the back of the compound?
Do you want to do it like stealthily?
As possible with a fucking group of stormtroopers.
Six stormtroopers. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like crouched down, sneaking along.
Yeah.
And they're bright white too.
I guess we could be like hugging walls and stuff.
Yeah, it's misty and stuff here. Yeah, I'll let you make the roll. You can orchestrate the stealth.
All right. So I'm just rolling stealth. What?
Yeah. So roll your stealth. And you have an advantage for rolling stealth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I think, yeah, they're stormtroopers and they're not like trained at it. I'm going to give you two setback dice because they're wearing bright white armor and they're not trained for stealth. But take another boost die for the fog too. So,
okay. Does Ingris indistinguishable play into this?
Yeah, because you're the one making.
So that's one upgrade, right?
Yeah.
And then
total difficulty is 3 purple.
3 pups.
3 purple. Make sure you have the two black in there.
Yeah. 2 black, 3 purple.
2 black, 3 purple, and then however many blue you normally would get for yourself if you
I get 1.
Okay.
And then I get 1 from you.
1 for the fog. Yep.
Cool.
You got it.
Let's roll stealth.
All right.
Hey, that's a fucking mess of dice.
Nice clean stealth roll. You get the one success you needed to make it happen. So they're all distracted by, I don't know, the giant wrecking ball that just blew their wall in, and the people who are charging the front gate that you managed to sneak the half dozen stormtroopers around to the side. And you can see there's a secondary entrance there. And in fact, if you want to, you can go in through Greenskin's like secret getaway hall.
Yeah, I think we'll do that.
I'm ahead for that. See, sometimes being able to see the future.
I like to think like we approach the wall and then TK motions and a guy like produces a thermal detonator and then I like stop him and like make him put it away and I'm just like, follow me.
Yeah. And they kind of like look at each other.
Yeah.
And they nods. Cool. Yeah, and they follow you. Cool. Okay. Lana, what are you doing? Is this your Braveheart moment? Like, do you have your sword out over your head and you're just charging the wall? Or are you like doing the same thing as Theron?
She's with us. She's with me.
Oh, you're with you're with them. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
So I'm being stealthy as well.
Good. Excellent. Okay.
You know, I fail that every time.
It's fine. Bounty hunters don't rely on stealth.
I like, as we're like trying to stealth, I like turn back and wink at TK. I'm just gonna keep doing it.
Leave that poor man alone.
I think Lena's gotten to the point where she just likes like seeing him wiggle or something uncomfortably, and so she just likes to mess with him. It's her comic relief, okay?
Yeah, sometimes you need to.
Cheese it. I have TK.
That poor trooper.
Listen, this is the thing, Jesse. You have to understand, some players like to have like a funny little character that they can poke fun at and joke around with. Some people like to have coworkers they can sexually harass every day. That makes them feel good about themselves. So, look, everybody's got their own thing. Just
you still got a towel on her?
Oh, you just wait. There's going to be a whole episode about a visit from Imperial HR.
The Imperial Inquisition's going to show up.
Just wait.
That's ZN's actual job.
That's why I'm here. Yeah. Fucking secret backstory reveals.
I just winked at him. I didn't touch him yet.
Human resources robot.
Please stop that winking, Lana. Please. Make it stop.
Caution two.
Hostile work environment detected. Yeah. Yeah, giant killer HR robot into it.
That's very Imperial. Perfect.
Yeah. Yep.
Mandatory counseling when you get back, Lana. But she's a contractor, so she's actually your problem.
I guess that's true.
So anyway, so y'all are sneaking around the back. Up front, Zian, you can see them making moves towards getting closer.
Okay, can I comms to?
Picked up that now.
Can I comms to Talon now?
Yeah.
All right. Totally. So over comms, I just open up comms and say,
Agent Talon, there's a weak point in the enemy's fortification. With sufficient fire blaster, blaster fire, it should collapse and aid in the current violent conflict. I'm engaging the enemy.
Theron signals all of his goons to all fire on that column, if possible.
Okay.
Zian's the best thing that ever happened to us as a group.
So they stop and they turn and fire all at once with their pistols at this one target. It's no bigger than a Womp Rat though, so it's going to be a little tricky for them to hit. But we'll see if they can do it.
It can work for Luke Skywalker. It can work for us.
Listen, man. Pooch and his friends are not Luke Skywalker.
Pooch isn't even here. That's what worries me.
He's playing fucking. Can we use a light side point for this shot for them? We're using
it as well.
Okay, let me just need to add a quick character sheet for them so I can roll the eighth street sixes.
Come on, sixes, we got this.
Okay, so the sixes have an agility of 2, and they're firing as a group. So range light, they're trained. Difficulty is going to be 3, and you bought them an upgrade?
Yep, we used the light side point.
Isn't that nice?
For them we to probably fail.
You bought the NPCs an upgrade. Merry Christmas, NPCs.
Am I helping with this, or is it just...
You can take a shot with them if you want. You want to give them a boost?
Yeah, I want to boost them.
Open fire. All right. They've got their boost die from you.
Hey! Yeah, cool. That upgrade saved us. The upgrade literally saved us.
It did. Yeah, totally. So as if it were their destiny, they unload fire on this thing. And the rebels, I think, don't really think they're being missed at first. Like, what's going on? And then one of the guys that's standing right above the thing, when it breaks and falls away and like tumbles down. He like looks down and looks over, and then they all just like collapse as the front of the building tears off and crashes onto the ground. So what we see right before we go to break is, yeah, just that a big facade part of the building is torn off and collapsed. There are, I think that probably kills, say, three of them. So there are still six troopers up on the walls that are going to fire at you as you approach, but you're making this very like your military, like moving forward, stopping firing. And it's actually like working out pretty good for you. And with the sneaking stealth team around back, you should be able to penetrate the fortress without too much trouble. So let's take a break and we'll see what happens when we get back.
Sounds good.
How much trouble there is.
We'll take our third break and we'll be right back with more balanced power. After this, we'll see you guys then.